Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Fracking, the controversial natural gas drilling process, is yet to come to Massachusetts, but nonetheless, it's having an impact on the state's clean energy industry. Geologists say the black shale beneath the Connecticut River Valley may hold enough natural gas to make it profitable to drill there. While that will likely be several years in the future, some Massachusetts clean energy companies say the glut of low-cost natural gas is hurting their business now. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story.
It was a big deal when Evergreen Solar declared bankruptcy a year and a half ago. The Westboro-based solar panel maker went out of business after getting millions in state money. But that highly publicized failure is not the reason clean energy investment in the United States fell by one-third last year.
I think this is a particularly dangerous point in time for American alternative energy entrepreneurs and for the future of our alternative energy industry here.
Rob Day is a venture capitalist at the Boston firm Black Coral Capital. Day says the money to fund new clean energy ideas has been drying up thanks to fracking.
Everybody sees the fracking boom here in the United States, and as I believe as well, the likelihood of a long-term period of relatively low natural gas prices leading to relatively low electricity prices. And yeah, it's absolutely driving investors out of the water.
That's making it harder for clean energy companies to get off the ground. And getting something off the ground is exactly what Keystone Tower Systems is working on. The startup works out of an old industrial building in South Boston. Chief Technology Officer Eric Smith shows off a metal pipe. The pipe's a prototype of his company's new manufacturing process that makes it cheaper to build taller wind turbines.
How high are these things?
400 or 500 feet tall for a tower. So today... Sorry, I usually think in meters. let me re-answer this whole thing in meters. So today we build 80-meter towers in the U.S. We're going to 120 to 140.
Taller wind farms reach stronger winds that produce more energy. Technologies like this have been making wind power cheaper. Smith says the cost of wind has actually been falling in the U.S. at the same rate as natural gas prices.
So last year, 2012, was the first year in which we installed more megawatts of wind turbines than we installed megawatts of natural gas plants.
But fracking is getting all the attention, and Smith says it's gotten hard to find private investors for wind. For now, Keystone Tower is funding its progress with federal grants, but Smith's afraid policymakers will get tunnel vision for natural gas.
Yeah, I'm not worried about being able to continue to sell wind turbines in the U.S. I have much bigger fears about getting consistent federal support for wind energy than I am about cost pressure from natural gas.
Now, by no means is fracking killing the Massachusetts clean energy sector.
It is completely invisible to our business.
Tom Pinsent is the CEO of Digital Lumens, a company just around the corner from Keystone Tower in the Seaport District. It's an energy efficiency firm that helps big box stores and warehouses save up to 95% of their lighting costs.
We're growing as much as we can, and no matter how big the fracking boom comes, energy will never be free, and we're essentially making lights free.
One of the investors in Digital Lumens is Boston venture capitalist Rob Day, but he says fracking does affect firms that don't offer such a big benefit to their customers.
Lowering the cost of electricity does raise the bar, and it makes it not impossible, but it certainly makes it more difficult for companies that are looking to sell into this marketplace.
Day says many clean energy startups are turning their attention overseas, where electricity costs are high and demand is growing. But Day wants local startups to have a strong domestic market, too.
Because the real risk is that a lot of those companies end up selling overseas. They end up building their customer bases overseas. They may even move overseas or sell themselves to an acquirer overseas. And there's a real risk here that we lose our leadership position, which we've built through our innovative capabilities. But we lose our leadership position because we're not the best market.
One company that's trying to keep a leadership position in solar power is 1366 Technologies. CEO Frank Van Mierlo is giving a tour of the company's pilot factory in Bedford.
You know, our wafer comes out of the machine very uniform.
That's one of the big selling arguments that we have, is that we eliminate a lot of the variability in manufacturing.
But there's one room Van Mierlo won't show anybody.
Right here is the furnace room, where we have currently three furnaces in operation.
The door's window has been papered over
to make sure that nobody can look in.
Inside is the company's key breakthrough, a technology out of MIT. It's a machine that makes silicon wafers for one-third less than the competition. That's key because wafers are the basis for solar cells and the most expensive part of solar panels.
It's a real-life example happening right here in Massachusetts of how technology is drastically reducing the cost. You know, we've made fantastic progress, and thanks to technology, we'll be able to continue that.
Van Mierlo sees the fracking boom as an opportunity. He says it lets states such as Massachusetts continue to tell utilities to source more of their power from renewable sources. While those cost more now, lower natural gas prices will bring down the electric bill overall.
So I actually believe that we truly have a sunny future, pun intended, and that gas is a very helpful transition fuel.
Van Mierlo says the fracking boom will give the U.S. cheaper energy for the next 20 or 30 years, and he hopes the country uses that to invest in next-generation power. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.